This is the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. During this episode, we will explore issues that matter most to Texans like you. This edition of the Texas Tribune audio brief was brought to you by the Human Rights Campaign. The Human Rights Campaign strives to achieve fundamental fairness and equality for all LGBTQ Texans. Equality, nothing more, nothing less. Find out more at hrc.org.
Lisa Stanton and her daughter Maya spent part of the past week in Austin, testifying at the Capitol against a series of bills that would affect every aspect of the transgender girl's life in Houston. The rash of anti-trans legislation afoot this session includes six measures that target transgender students' participation in sports. Another would revoke a doctor's medical license if they perform a sex reassignment surgery for the purpose of gender confirmation to people under 18 years old. Or prescribe puberty blockers, reversible drugs often used by a transgender kid who wants to delay puberty. At just 10 years old, Maya Stanton has not had any medical treatments, but she has socially transitioned. She changed her pronouns, grew her hair long, and dresses in girls' clothing. The Stantons say they hope their testimonies resonated with lawmakers. But if they didn't, and these bills become law in Texas, the family says they'll consider leaving the state.
So introduce yourself and tell us, give us your testimony.
Hi, my name is Maya Stanton. I'm a 10-year-old transgender girl and I live in Houston, Texas. Before I was Maya, my name was Josh and I felt very sad that I could not be me. I always felt in my heart I was a girl. I used to say, I think God made a mistake and put me in the wrong body. But now I realize God put me in this body for a reason, which was to teach people like you about diversity, tolerance, and how people can be different.
How was it to testify in front of the lawmakers?
I mean, at first, like, when I was about to go, I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. But when I was just, like, reading it, I just felt less scared and less scared.
What did you make of when you heard about what the Texas lawmakers were trying to pass as far as laws that would affect your life? Like your mom was describing, the one legislation that would label her an abuser by affirming, your gender identity.
My mom does not choose for me to be trans. I want to be trans, and no one chooses that. She's helping me. She's not doing anything that hurts me.
Okay, thank you for having me. My name is Lisa Stanton. I live in Houston, and I'm here to express my opposition to these bills. I'm a mother of 10-year-old twins, one of whom is transgender girl.
Can you overview, for people who aren't familiar, what some of these bills do?
The first bill that we spoke against on Monday morning was SB 1646, and it essentially changes the definition in the legal code of Texas for child abuse to include affirming trans kids. We just felt like we had to come and use our voice to speak up and out and against these really horrendous legislation.
What is affirming?
What it means is recognizing gender diversity in children and allowing your child to express themselves in the gender that they identify with.
Talk about the importance of affirming her gender identity.
From the minute she could express herself, she was identifying as a girl, telling us that God put her in the wrong body. I mean, it was really jarring. And we didn't even have it in our mind about being trans. I had never heard of a kid being trans before. As she started expressing some really alarming things to us, in particular, she had such, extreme gender dysphoria. She was saying she wanted to remove her genitals, and that was when we were like, all right, we're going to Texas Children's and we're going to talk to every doctor there, because this is not, like, we didn't even know how to respond to that. It was a year and a half of therapy before we even approached the social transitions. And it was my daughter who articulated, I want to be a girl full time. And when I tell you, my child, prior to allowing her to present as female, was extremely depressed, extremely anxious. She was just a sad child. She always just really was unhappy. And we realized that we had to listen to our child. And the minute she was allowed to express her authentic gender, it was like a light turned on in her, and she was so happy. For us, even though it was really difficult and we had friends and family, some of whom were not understanding or accepting and who we don't talk to till this day. It's a big loss in some ways, but I will do it anything. I will walk through fire to see my child be happy.
What do you make of the fact that Republicans, who have control of both chambers and the governorship, have the bandwidth to address these bills?
It's truly mind-boggling why they are choosing to prioritize issues like this, which affects such a small percentage of Texans. They really need to be focusing on real public health issues like COVID, you know, the ERCOT failure, and please stay out of our private homes and the decisions that we're making as families.
Just this week, the NCAA announced it will not hold events in states that discriminate against trans students, including Texas. What do you make of that decision?
I'm really proud of the NCAA for making that statement and taking that position. Maya actually testified 2 weeks ago. There was another bill called SB 29 that is a ban on all trans kids in Texas sports. And Maya spoke about her story, how she had to give up gymnastics because the Houston Gymnastics Association doesn't allow trans kids to participate in sports, and how she currently swims and she doesn't want to be able to not swim. And she also spoke about the fact that she's not a particularly great athlete. She just enjoys doing team sports and being a part of a team. Now she's doing these things in alone on her trampoline in a backyard instead of with friends. And that's what they're taking away from kids.
What do you hope, in speaking with lawmakers, both in your testimony and meeting with them privately, that they take away from your story?
Most importantly, what I want them to understand is that this is not a choice. This is who my daughter is. This is allowing her to be her authentic self, and that it would be extremely distressing to her to have to go through male puberty. When she testified, she said that she would rather die than have to present as male. And so they need to understand that this is dangerous legislation and extremely harmful. And I do believe some of them genuinely feel that they're crafting this to protect children from changes or things that might be permanent. But children know who they are. They really do. And we need to trust them. And there are ways to do this in a timeline that allows children to really make mature decisions at an appropriate age and still have bodily autonomy and be able to express themselves.
Since I have been able to grow my hair long, change my name and pronouns, and dress like a girl, I finally feel right in my body. I am a girl in my head and my heart, and I'm sorry if you don't understand what it's like to be trans like me, but you should not get to make decisions about my appearance or what treatments I get from a doctor.
Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. Join me on The Brief weekdays to get the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.